be kind to start the hour on Elvis Costello and accidents will happen. You can say that again. 30 minutes past 8, the Full English Breakfast Show. Fortunately, no accidents on the International Space Station over the weekend. French and American astronauts completed a six-hour spacewalk as they installed new solar panels to boost power supplies to the International Space Station. I don't think you don't want to go in space, do you?
No.
And you certainly don't want to do a spacewalk then?
No.
So I would go into space, but I would not do a spacewalk. It was a huge team effort and couldn't be happier to return with Astro Kimbra, the Frenchman Thomas Pesquet tweeted on Sunday, referring to his American colleague Shane Kimbra. Pesquet is with the European Space Agency and Kimbra with NASA. The two men who arrived on the space station in late April activated the internal batteries in their spacesuits, then opened the hatch to the ISS airlock. Imagine that. They then continued the work of positioning, attaching and deploying six new generation solar panels. The solar wing unrolled like a red carpet once the final set of bolts was released, relying solely on pent-up energy. The slow but steady extension took 10 minutes, with station cameras providing live TV views. As the six-and-a-half-hour spacewalk concluded, Kimbra, who has three children, wished Happy Father's Day to all the flight controller dads. Thanks for working with us on a Sunday. The new solar wing, with five more to come, will give the station a much-needed electrical boost as demand for experiments and space tourists grows. The 19-metre panels were delivered to the station early this month by an uncrewed SpaceX flight. The astronauts are slated to complete the installation of a second solar panel array this coming Friday. No rest for the wicked, then.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
Today's Guardian reports that house asking prices have hit record levels across every region of Great Britain, according to latest figures, although some experts have questioned whether the pandemic boom is finally starting to wane. The average price of properties coming to market rose by 0.8% month-on-month in June to a third consecutive record of £336,073, according to data from Rightmove, a property listings website. It was the largest June increase in Rightmove's index since 2015, but the huge increase in sales compared with the pre-pandemic period appeared to wane somewhat. The number of sales agreed in May was 17% ahead of the same points in 2019, after sales in April were up by 45% compared with 2 years earlier. Economists and housing insiders have been surprised and in some cases taken aback by the strength of the UK house price boom during the COVID crisis. Andy Haldane, the Bank of England's chief economist, said this month that Britain's housing market was on fire because of the government's stamp duty tax breaks, as well as increased demand from richer households with more savings after lockdowns.
In this morning's Le Monde, French President Emmanuel Macron and his opponent Marine Le Pen have failed to make the gains they were hoping for in the first round of regional elections in France on Sunday. Mr. Macron's centrist party is projected to gain more than 10% of the vote. That's just enough to take part in the second round next weekend. Le Pen's far-right national rally has also fallen short of expectations. Both are trailing the Conservative Party, Les Républicains. Marine Le Pen blamed the results on the government's inability to inspire faith in political institutions.
And from the Irish Times, police have confirmed pubs and restaurants are not legally permitted to serve alcohol in the temporary seating areas which have been established outside many premises recently. Local councils across Ireland have granted licensed premises permission to set up seating areas on the streets or paths